On today's show, Google shows it's serious about self-driving cars, Nissan teases a new crossover, and a group of automakers pledge to make automatic braking a standard feature. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for September 14th of 2015. In another sign Google is serious about coming out with a self-driving car, the company just hired former Hyundai of America CEO John Krafcek to lead its autonomous division. Krafcek, who was most recently president of TrueCar, will join Google later this month. And in other executive news, FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne is skipping this week's Frankfurt show to help with labor negotiations with the UAW. That's because the union selected the automaker to set the pattern for collective bargaining agreements, which will serve as a template for talks with General Motors and Ford. The UAW didn't say why it chose FCA, but the carmaker is in a weaker position than its crosstown rivals. The contracts at all three automakers expire tonight. We believe automatic emergency braking is one of the most effective safety technologies to come out recently, and soon it's going to be a lot more common. The Transportation Department and Insurance Institute for Highway Safety said that nine automakers have signed on to make the technology a standard feature in their new cars. The list includes GM, Ford, Toyota, Tesla, BMW, Daimler AG, Mazda, Volvo, and the Volkswagen Group. Those car makers accounted for 57% of all light vehicles sold in the U.S. last year. Automatic emergency braking uses various sensors to detect a crash and will apply the brakes to avoid or minimize the impact. It's also going to be a necessary technology for future autonomous cars. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Last week, Nissan teased a new crossover called Grips. It will show off in Frankfurt tomorrow. And to keep us guessing, it's showing us just a little bit more. And of course, what would be a new Nissan vehicle without that V-shaped grille that we've seen on the new Maxima and Murano? But the automaker also said it drew inspiration from Nissan 240Z Desert Racers. Speaking of teases, Mercedes showed off this new concept on its Facebook page yesterday. It's called the Concept IAA, which stands for Intelligent Aerodynamic Automobile, and may also be a nod to the Frankfurt show that bears the same letter combination. The automaker refers to the concept as a, quote, aerodynamics world champion and a four-door coupe embodying irresistible design. No word on if the concept hints at future design, but as some have pointed out, the silhouette is reminiscent of the Audi A7 Sportback. Bentley and Rolls-Royce are debuting new vehicles at the Frankfurt show this week. But are these the vehicles they need? That's coming up next.
Hey!
Hey!
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
With the Frankfurt Auto Show kicking off this week, last week's Autoline After Hours had the panel discussing the vehicles they most wanted to see. In the following clip, John, Gary, and their colleagues discuss a couple of luxury vehicles debuting at the show.
I'm looking forward to, I've already had a sneak preview of the Bentley Bottega, and I think that's going to be a...
You mean the EXP9F, don't you?
EXP9F.
We've all seen that years ago.
I have to say, as someone who's not a big fan of sport utility vehicles, when I saw this thing in the 10 a little while ago, I kind of got it. I understood that, you know, I overused the very overused tweet about how Ettore Bugatti said Bentley makes the fastest trucks in Europe. And now they really do have the fastest truck in Europe. It goes 187 miles an hour. And while that concept from a few years ago didn't look very good, the Bentayga, I think, looks like a Bentley. It looks, whether you like the design or not, it fits. If you think of what the Molzon is, if you think of even what the Continental is, a big grill with a big body behind it, it kind of fits. I think it makes more sense for Bentley to have a big sport utility than it makes sense for Porsche to have sport utilities. And Porsche obviously has done very well with the sport utilities. So
transformed the company. So here's a question. Rolls-Royce is also going to be showing a convertible, the Dawn. We should talk about that.
Yep.
Are they making a mistake? Shouldn't Rolls-Royce have come out with the uber-luxurious crossover or SUV?
They will. They'll have both. I mean, they're working
the
on one. No,
no,
not at the show, but, I mean, Rolls will have a big crossover, I think, within a year, right? And the interesting thing about this is that Rolls claims that this shares very little sheet metal with...
You're talking about the Dawn.
The Dawn.
The convertible version of the Wraith.
Of the Wraith. Rolls says that it shares only, 20% of the sheet metal or something like that? I forgot what's...
Probably everything from the A-pillar back is probably unique, is my guess.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're selling cars in that atmosphere and that price, you know, it doesn't matter. You've got margin for it. And obviously this is... You don't need to sell a lot of them, and you're not going to sell a lot of them because it's Rolls-Royce.
You can watch that entire show right now on our website and YouTube channel. Speaking of Frankfurt, make sure you tune into our coverage of the show on Tuesday and Wednesday. John will be interviewing executives from the floor of the show with their new vehicles. Keep checking Autoline.tv throughout the day, starting tomorrow, for the latest interviews. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.